Now, back to a couple of guys that think Dr. Doolittle was a quack. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest in the studio, Bonnie DePew, who is the founder of Chum Therapeutic Riding in Dansville. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Bonnie, for our listeners, can you explain to them exactly what Chum Therapeutic Riding is? they may not understand it.
Okay. Well, Chum Therapeutic Riding is a facility that is a very eclectic facility. It has therapeutic riding. We do sport and recreational riding, much like the paraequestrians. We do a lot of research in hippotherapy, hippos being Greek for horse. We're utilizing the horse's movement, the environment, to look at therapy goals, treatment goals. And I'm an occupational therapist, so from an OT standpoint, I might have a patient who is a high risk for falls, maybe an older adult, maybe an adult with MS, multiple sclerosis. So because they're high risk for falls, if I can address those issues in the environment. So as they're brushing the horse, they're having to turn their body, shift their weight, bend down, stand back up. And I had a patient one time ask me, so how does this affect my life? Where's the carryover? And I said, when do you unload the dishwasher? How do you unload your washing machine, your dryer? All of those are bending, twisting, reaching, lifting kinds of things. And this is how we can address those daily activities in a therapeutic realm. So that's one component of what we do. We are a faith-based program. We have a huge number of volunteers who help us do what we do.
Interesting. And how big is this becoming? Because, candidly, I was listening to the news last night, and Mitt Romney, who's running for the president of the United States, his wife has MS, and evidently she, too, is going through therapeutic riding as part of her cure for that. So, I mean, is this getting to the point where pretty much everywhere you look in society, this is really becoming a part of how people rehabilitate themselves?
It's becoming more and more the forefront. It's been around for a long, long time. I mean, historically, it was in Europe back in 200 years ago.
Wow.
And they found that if the sooner they got their cavalry back on their horses, they healed faster, thus they shipped them back out again. Not sure how that all worked, but what they have seen, when we had the International Congress here, we had the huge privilege of being able to go to that. There were 39 countries at an International Congress on Therapeutic Riding. That spoke volumes to me just in terms of how widespread it is. In the United States, there are programs in every state, including Hawaii. In the state of Michigan, there are between 24 and 40 programs that participate throughout the time of year, depending on where they are, most of which are 4-H. A lot of them are becoming more and more independent, part of the national organization, which is the PATH organization, Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. We are accredited. We are one of the premier centers that are accredited through PATH, which means we have standards and protocol that we have to abide by, much like a rehab facility has JACO and those kinds of accreditation. That's what is available for therapeutic riding. And therapeutic riding is just a small piece under that equine assisted activities and therapies umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's therapeutic riding, there's hippotherapy, there's we have just been asked to be part of the Wounded Warriors program. We're very excited about that. We do a lot of internships from the medical community, as well as from the horse community, as well as just volunteers. I mean, it's amazing that the program's not just about the rider on the horse, but everyone who participates are affected in some really cool way, whether just spending time leaving work behind, leaving stress, leaving the bills behind, and coming out and just hanging out and helping people, finding a heart of service you might not have realized you have. And I think that's crucial in our world right now.
So I imagine just because there isn't a immediate connection, because it's kind of a it's emotional as far as the ability to accept this concept. You have skeptics. You have individuals that probably suggest that money shouldn't be thrown in this direction or that. Maybe use a particular case study or at least something that kind of gets to the core of this, that kind of says, this is why I do it. This is what proves that this is worthwhile? I imagine you've had to have plenty of clients.
Oh, my goodness. How much time do you have?
Okay. Well, not a whole lot, but we'll take one and get you back.
One in particular, and this is a study that I would still love to see happen, and I'd like to push the what-if button locally here.
Sure.
But I had a young lady who rode with me, and a secondary diagnosis with her was a scoliosis issue, and that's the curvature of the spine issue. And here's a young lady who her parents had found out that they were now at a 76-degree curve, which is huge, and they were going to have to do surgery. And that's devastating to put a child on the table for something invasive like that. They had about 3 months that they were going to look at different procedures and decide on who was going to do this. And I said, well, what if we changed from therapeutic rotting to hippotherapy, where I specifically address the curve? And I know everybody tells you, you can't do that. You can only slow things down. The only way to reverse things is very invasive, braces and, you know, rods in the back and all of those things. But what if? And at the very most, we're just keeping her stronger to put up with the surgery and come back better. And they said, okay. So 3 months go by. They go off to their university hospital, and they do their x-rays, and we're not part of that at all. So the purity of this, had it been a research project, would have been great. So they measured her, and they said, well, actually, she's at 68 degrees. It must have been a measuring error the first time at the 76, you know. So we're like, okay, that bought another 3 months. And over a three-month period, we went from 68 degrees to 50 degrees. The radiologist looked at mom and said, you know, this can't happen. And she's like, okay. So she came back and we continued to do what we do. And over a 6 month period, she went from 55 degrees to 40. So basically from 76 degrees to 40 degrees in 1 year's time in something that's not supposed to happen.
And what degree are we looking for?
You know, 40 degrees could keep her off the table. What I'd love to have is 0 degrees curvature. Now, I've had over the years probably a half a dozen kids. And before I became a therapist, when I was an instructor, I didn't realize as a therapeutic instructor how crucial this was. But I'd have parents say, you know, my child had a 25-degree scoliosis and it's down to zero. And the doctor says, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Then I became an OT and went, holy cow, that's more than just a little cool. Quality of life. What if we could keep even one more kid out of the clamshell, those braces, those full body braces in their childhood.
Oh, you just feel terrible when you see it.
Yes. So what if? What if?
Yeah.
So then you take that. And then there's the adult who, I had an adult young lady who had Friedreich's ataxia. It is a progressive situation. And it had been many, many years since she was able to be independent. This was an onset in early adulthood. She came and rode with us, and after about 6 weeks, she came in and she says, you'll never guess what happened. And that can mean anything. I mean, I have heard the most amazing stories from our parents. You just never know what you're going to hear. Okay, so what happened? And she goes, I was able to toilet without my mom's help. I'm 36, and I was able to toilet for the first time in 18 years without my mom's help.
Oh, my.
The dignity in that alone.
Yeah.
So, horses can restore so much. They can help be part of so much growth, so much quality of life change.
Wow.
You know, the kids who aren't verbal yet, and yet the horse opens that door. The kids who aren't walkers, and doctors say, well, they're probably never going to do X, Y, and Z, and yet we're seeing those same things happen in the barn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The horse's movement is so amazing. Just as movement alone, we get that same movement that the normal walk is. So that three-dimensional rotational component, the pelvic movement, the spinal column, the shoulder blade, that reciprocal arm swing, all of that that's part of our normal walk, the horse can impart to you without having to put the weight on your legs and to be able to stand over gravity and make the movement. The horse can rewire neurologically the brain, in essence. So we see a lot of traumatic brain injury in individuals, people who've had a brain injury from motor vehicle accidents or a fall, or we see a lot of individuals who are post-stroke. Not just the traditional, people think of therapeutic riding as being for the kids with Down syndrome or the kids with CP, cerebral palsy, but our program is so much bigger than that. As an OT, I can see younger students than typical in a therapeutic riding program because I see them then for therapy. So that window of opportunity is huge. If I've got, say, a two-year-old who's not moving through space the way two-year-olds move through space, now is the time to put them on. And you can monitor just how much input that they get. So you're really watching how much is too much. You're working on You can isolate muscle groups. So if I need to work on trunk control, I can work on that. If I need to work on their balance, the concept of, you know, when you fall, your arms reach out and you protect yourself. But the kids who haven't developed that, they go face first. You know, and you don't want that. That's not good. So the idea then is to teach them how to protect themselves. So you can do that on a horse.
It's amazing what you're learning. And it just tells me holistic has got one on the medical community. And that's what you're teaching. Bonnie, if people are interested in information, how can they get it about what you're doing?
Well, we have a website. It's www.chumtherapy.net. They can contact me by phone, certainly. And we love to have people come out and visit. Just come out and see what we do. We have a lot of activities that we do with our students. Everything from, we have a horse show this weekend. It's our memorial show. We do things within the community as well.
Well, it's been a fascinating story. We've been speaking this morning with Bonnie DePew, who is the founder of Chum Therapeutic Riding. And Rick, it's been an amazing program once again, but our same problem, we're just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and our special producer this week, Stephen Taylor, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great week and a great weekend ahead. We're going to talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.